But it was once a rumor until you turn the calendar to August and realize, hey, that school start date is not too far away. You got to make sure you're all registered and filled up with all the right immunizations and all that kind of stuff and get all the forms filled out. And to help us with some details on that, Amy Hickens from the Elyria City Schools. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So the Elyria Schools is giving everybody an opportunity to sign up for classes, right?
Yes. Actually, we have a central registration office that's open every day, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. But for a few days here, right before school starts, we are offering extended hours for registration tonight and then again next Tuesday and Thursday. Our central registration office will be open until 7 o'clock. That's got a really convenient location right at Elyria High School. So parents can find that right off of Middle Avenue in the main visitor's lot, and they'll see a big sign for central registration. But again, we're trying to help out our parents who might not be able to make it during the workday.
Who are the students that are registering at this point? Is this people new to the community, those who think their child needs to start school now? What's the situation there?
Yes. Some of them are, a lot of them are actually the kindergartner students. You know, we are really trying to emphasize to parents of kindergarten students that we need to get them in. We need to know that they're out there. We need to be able to make accommodations for them. Registering early not only helps the parents and child prepare and to build up and get excited about school so it's a positive experience, but it also helps the district tremendously by letting us plan for staffing needs, classroom needs, busing, food service, all of those aspects of school that that help the child through the day. So it's very important to get your child registered. We also have students coming from other districts, from other schools that perhaps are open enrolling or moving about within the district. So that's what we're seeing right now.
What kind of paperwork as a parent do I need to bring so that when we get there, the process will work quickly?
Yes, very good question. Please bring two proofs of residency, so utility bill, something like that, your child's birth certificate, immunization records, and proof of custody if that's necessary.
And again, you've got, and that's for, you bring that at any time, but you have extended hours. Again, one for tonight, next Tuesday, the 11th, and also Thursday, the 13th. When does school start for Elyria?
2 weeks from today, believe it or not, August 19th, we're back to school. So it's coming quickly. We've been very, very busy over the summer getting the schools ready, cleaned, parking lots prepared, the grounds prepared. Everything looks ship-shaped, so we're getting there.
And again, a lot of schools are going to be starting soon as well, and I'm sure other districts are going through the similar situation of trying to get all the numbers in place of how many students are going to be in the classroom and get them ready for a successful school year. Because nothing like somebody coming in and going, I don't have you're supposed to be here, or you got to get all the paperwork. It's a little uncomfortable for the parents and the kids. And if they get it done now, it's a lot smoother once school starts.
Absolutely. And it'll go fast. So
yes, not only the first year, but wait a minute, you were kindergarten. Now you're in high school. How did that happen?
That's right. You should know, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, you've got new superintendent for Elyria Schools, so Tom John all ready to go for his first year as the official super?
He is. He's actually 3 days on the job now this week. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's doing great. He's all settled in and, you know, just ready and excited for the new year.
Great. Tagged on to this, I want to mention that the Elyria City Health Department on Wednesday, August 13th from 9 to 3 is offering the kindergarten immunizations, the clinics for the kids to make sure that all the shots are prepared for those entering the Elyria City Schools. Again, the Elyria City Health Department on Chestnut Street in Elyria. You can always call them at 323-7595. Because it's one thing to get the paperwork filled out. It's another thing to realize, wait a minute, there's different immunizations and things I got to get to. And the sooner they get them, the better, I guess.
Yes. And some parents may be wondering if their child is the proper age for kindergarten. in the Elyria schools, if your child is age 5 by September 30th, then they are eligible for kindergarten this year.
That's good. Well, a lot of new kids coming into school, beginning that journey through the halls of the Elyria school system. And Amy Higgins, our guest this morning, thanks for getting on and talking to us and reminding people that school's starting. Not that I could say that's an exciting, depending on what side of the fence you're on, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, thank you so much, and we really appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks very much, Amy. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.